This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says it is alarmed over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled from in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it's sending back Eritrean refugees who'd fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it has received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region since the fighting began on November 4th. About 96,000 Eritrean refugees live in the camps in the region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, including 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday there is a strong possibility that talks on a post-Brexit trade agreement with the European Union will end without a deal. The two sides have given themselves until Sunday to unlock their gridlocked trade talks. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says big gaps remain before a deal can be agreed with Britain. Both told their citizens to brace for a New Year's shock as trade between the UK and the European mainland could face its biggest upheaval in almost a half century. Meanwhile, negotiators are trying to find a belated breakthrough in technical talks where their leaders failed three times in political discussions over the past week. You can keep up with this and all other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The coronavirus crisis in the United States continued to intensify Friday as more than 2,700 people died of COVID-19. That's down from the record toll of 3,124 set on Wednesday. The country's deaths now stand at more than 292,000. That's the highest death toll in the world. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized Friday the emergency use of a vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. An FDA advisory panel voted to recommend approval of the vaccine late on Thursday, and the U.S. purchased 100 million more doses of another vaccine, one by Moderna. Friday's agreement brings the number of Moderna doses to 200 million. That's enough shots for 100 million people. Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines require two shots. With the United States on the verge of its inoculation program, human rights group Amnesty International's Director of Economic and Social Justice has issued a warning. Steve Cockburn told the New York Times, quote, "Rich countries have clear human rights obligations not only to refrain from actions that could harm access to vaccines elsewhere, but also to cooperate and provide assistance to countries that need it." The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center said Friday there are 70 million coronavirus infections worldwide, with nearly 1.6 million deaths. The United States continues to lead the world in the number of cases, with more than 15.8 million infections. That's followed by India with almost 9.8 million and Brazil with nearly 6.8 million. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday criticized the lack of a joint response from governments to the COVID-19 threat. He said vaccines must be considered a global public good. Another Hong Kong democracy activist has been charged under the city's national security law. This time it's media tycoon Jimmy Lai. The 73-year-old has been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper. On Friday, the paper cited a police source. Lai, an outspoken critic of Beijing, is currently the highest-profile person to have been charged under the new law, which was placed on the city by China's national government in June. The paper Apple Daily is a tabloid known for its critical stance on China. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Those crimes can be punished with a sentence of up to life in prison. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.